Good afternoon. You're listening to Wavelength on Resonance 104.4 FM and www.resonancefm.com on the net. I'm William English, and next week's guests are William English, the post-punk thrash band from Thetford. Today's featured artist is Yasuneo Tone, and one track from CD MP3 Deviations, numbers 6 and 7. Tone was born in 1935 in Japan, was a member of Group Ongaku in 1960, and throughout the 1960s was involved in a range of avant-garde activities and Fluxus events. His early work was heavily involved in indeterminate composition. He then moved to New York in 1972. In 1984, Tone came across a method that he thought could be used to cause discrepancy in the playback of the then very new CD technology. Tone recounts, "I bought a copy of Debussy's Preludes and, by an engineer's suggestion, made many pinholes on bits of scotch tape and stuck it to the bottom of the CD. I had many trials and errors. I was pleased with the result because the CD player behaved frantically and out of control. The result changed the pitch, timbre, rhythm and speed of the original piece and produced a stuttering that was different each time the disc was played. At the first performance of music for two CD players in 1986, it is likely that many in the audience had never actually seen a CD player, and yet here was a composer pushing it to the point of breakdown. MP3 Deviation, released in 2011, similarly attempts to disrupt MP3 technology. From the CD notes, we found that if the sound file had been corrupted in the MP3, the corruptions generated 21 error messages which could be utilized to assign various 21 lengths of samples automatically. Combining with different playback speeds, it could produce unpredictable and unknowable sound." For more information about Yasuneo Tone, see The Wire number 223 or Cracked Media, The Sound of Malfunction by Caleb Kelly.
Thank you.